Xavier Woods.
Questions for Xavier?
I was asking Kenneth about Jeff and all. I mean, you face both of them. Do you see any differences on the other side of the ball between Cody and Jeff?
Not really. I mean, they're both great. Both great leaders. KD said, as long as he does what Cody did or even better, that's good enough for us on defense.
I don't want to hear you don't pay any attention to this stuff. How does it feel for you and some of your members of the secondary to get national recognition as saying that y'all are some of the best in the country at your position?
Oh, well, I mean, I always say work in silence and, I mean, work in silence and your efforts will be boasted. I mean, that's last year, though. Yeah, we have another season. Hopefully, we do just as great as we did last year and even better.
We've got some talented defensive backs, especially in the safeties. How well do you think, like, maybe some of the true freshmen and Anthony Kitchen and some of those guys and James Jackson, how have they come along this fall?
I've come along great. I mean, from the first day to now, I mean, everybody looks great in shorts on the first day. So the efforts that they've made, the strides that they made from day one to now, it's been tremendous and it's eye-opening. I mean, they're learning from us. We have a lot of game experience, us four, the starters right now. So learning from us, it's a great tool and a great resource for them.
You ended the season on a high note with the win over Illinois, but do y'all use the Marshall game as any motivation going into this year?
Every game we lost and every game we won. Some of the games we won, we don't think we played our best. And the games we lost, we definitely think we played our best. So each game we learn from.
You're a West Monroe guy and grew up within earshot of Louisiana Tech. How would you characterize just the expectations and kind of the hype surrounding the program heading into the season?
I mean, this as a team, this is what we want. Really, believe it or not, I mean, last year we were counted out. This year we're predicted to be the top team. And as a competitor, this is what you want. You want to be the top team and predicted. And every day we try to go out and prove not only you guys right, but prove that what we think that we can do, prove it right as well.
Do you think everyone in the locker room shares that viewpoint? A lot of people would say, we don't really pay attention to that. Seems like you, at least you personally, do.
I mean, we read it. I mean, it's everywhere, and you have to read it. But in the day when the football's on the field, I mean, when the season kicks off, all that goes out the picture. Games aren't played on paper. Play on the field.
In terms of, like, the fan support, just from this year to last year, can you tell difference, just the interest in the program, you know, at this same media?
That's a great buzz around here. For this upcoming season, and I mean, when you win, people come, basically.
With this scrimmage coming up later today, what kind of goals have you set for yourself, and what do you see from this defense out there?
For this defense, to play with, to be physical, play smart, and have a sense of urgency, and for the young guys, for them to, you know, this is kind of their first time being in a live setting and having fans there as well. And it's a kind of a pre-up game for a regular season game. We just want to see, I mean, how they'll be on game day.
Well, I'm sure when you're getting recruited, you were promised a lot of stuff, and we're going to get all these new facilities. How nice is it, especially for you, to see it happening kind of towards the back end of your career, like the end zone project getting done, the new facilities?
That's not great. It's great for me, great for our team. It's great for the city of Ruston. Just to see some efforts being made to support us and see our hard work doesn't go unnoticed.
Anything else? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.